Hey everyone, this is Sarah from Phoenix Home Remodeling, and you're listening to the Home Remodel Podcast, the show that helps homeowners avoid the common contractor nightmares and get their dream home they have always wanted. We are experts in home remodeling and remodel design. If you are considering a remodel or want to learn more, just Google Phoenix Home Remodeling and you'll see we provide vital tips to avoid the common contractor nightmares. We have another interesting podcast for you today with useful information. Let's jump right in. Finding perfection, correct height for bathroom mirror placement over vanity. You've spent countless hours selecting the perfect vanity for your bathroom. Now it's time to find the perfect mirror to complete the look. But how do you determine the best height for your bathroom mirror placement over vanity? It's not just about aesthetics, it's also about creating a functional space that caters to your needs and makes you feel at ease in your sanctuary. We'll guide you through assessing users' heights, evaluating mirror styles, measuring vanity dimensions, considering wall space and lighting, adjusting for unique bathroom features, using proper installation techniques, and providing tips for achieving a balanced aesthetic. How big should a mirror be over a bathroom vanity? When choosing the right size for your mirror, follow some simple bathroom design tips. First, measure the width of your vanity and aim for a mirror that's about 70 to 80% as wide. This will create a balanced visual effect without overwhelming the space or leaving too many empty walls on either side. Next, consider your daily routine. Do you need a large enough surface area for multiple people or just one person at a time? Remember that larger mirrors can sometimes be more challenging for mirror maintenance since they may require more frequent cleaning due to increased exposure to water splashes and other factors. Considering these reasons and your style preferences, you'll have no trouble selecting the ideal height and size for your new bathroom mirror over the vanity. Assessing the user's heights. To create a bathroom space that caters to everyone's needs and suits each person's preferences, you must consider the height variations among users. Custom solutions can help address specific requirements and unique challenges that come with various heights in a household. Here are some tips to consider when assessing user heights. Measure the tallest and shortest users in your home to determine the range of heights to cater for. Have each person stand at the vanity and mark their eye level on the wall. This will give you an idea of where the mirror should be placed. Consider installing adjustable mounting brackets or a tilting mirror to accommodate different height preferences. Consider having multiple mirrors at varying heights or even a full-length mirror for ultimate flexibility. Evaluating mirror styles. Mirror materials, vintage styles, contemporary designs, custom creations, and artistic accents all play a role in perfectly reflecting your style. Consider the size and shape of the mirror as well as its frame or border. These elements can significantly impact the overall aesthetic of your bathroom. When evaluating mirror styles, consider whether you prefer a minimalist look with sleek lines or something more ornate with intricate details. Vintage styles often feature ornate frames and unique shapes that add character to any space, while contemporary designs tend to be more streamlined and versatile. Custom creations allow you to tailor every mirror aspect to suit your taste, from size and shape to frame material and finish. Don't forget about artistic accents like etched glass or mosaic tile borders that can elevate an ordinary mirror into a stunning focal point in your bathroom. Measuring your vanity dimensions. Vanity customization is essential in achieving the perfect overall look, so it's important to consider versatile measurements that cater to different preferences and needs. Remember the dimension variations of the vanity and the countertop, sink, and faucet fixtures. Bathroom ergonomics are crucial when determining your vanity dimensions. You'll want ample counter space for everyday necessities without compromising room for movement or storage. Considering wall space. Consider the size of your bathroom, existing decor, and any windows that may influence natural light distribution. Factor in lighting adjustments such as dimmers or sconces to ensure adequate illumination while maintaining a soothing ambience. It's important to consider decor coordination and how your mirror placement will work with other decorative elements on the wall. Personal preferences also come into play when considering wall space and lighting for your mirror installation. Consider what height is most comfortable for you when using the vanity and who else may use it regularly, example, family members. To help visualize different mirror placements and heights, try incorporating a 2-column by 3-row table summarizing various options. Option. Description. Option. Low height. Description. Ideal for shorter individuals or children, may require extra attention to lighting if placed below overhead fixtures. Option. Middle height. Description. A versatile choice catering to users of varying heights. Consider adding side-mounted sconces for improved illumination. Option. High height. Description. Best suited for taller individuals. Ensure proper lighting coverage by adjusting overhead or surrounding fixtures. Factoring in sink and faucet heights. Sink depth, faucet clearance, countertop thickness, and plumbing adjustments all play a role in establishing the perfect reflection above your vanity. Start by measuring the height of your sink basin from the bottom to the top edge. This will differ based on various basin styles, such as undermount or vessel sinks. Next, determine if there is sufficient clearance between the top of the faucet and any shelves or cabinetry above. You should also factor in countertop thickness when calculating overall height. Lastly, consider any necessary plumbing adjustments to ensure optimal functionality while maintaining visual appeal. Accounting for mirror frame thickness. Remember to consider the thickness of your mirror frame as you create a beautifully balanced and captivating space in your oasis. The frame not only adds visual appeal, but also affects the overall height and placement of the mirror. Frame materials can vary from slim metal edges to thick, ornate wooden designs, or custom frames made from repurposed materials. When choosing a frame, remember that vintage frames may have unique thicknesses that add character but may require special cleaning techniques or additional support for proper installation. As you plan the ideal height for your bathroom mirror, factor in the frame's outer dimensions and any extra space needed for cleaning. To account for different users' heights and preferences, follow these guidelines. For standard-sized mirrors with slim frames, place the lower edge approximately 5 to 10 inches above the highest point of the faucet. Adjust accordingly based on user height. For mirrors with thicker frames or custom designs, consider how much space is needed between the top edge of the vanity backsplash and the bottom edge of the frame. Remember that larger mirrors will reflect more light and create an illusion of spaciousness. Considering these factors, you can ensure a harmonious balance between form and function while making your bathroom feel like an inviting retreat where everyone feels at home. Using visual guidelines for placement. You'll be amazed that 74% of people admit to spending more time in their bathrooms than necessary simply because it's a comfortable and relaxing space. To enhance this experience even further, visual guidelines for mirror placement can help create the perfect reflection you desire. When placing your bathroom mirror over the vanity, consider these factors. Factor. Importance. Factor. Visual proportions. Importance. Ensure that the size of the mirror is proportional to the size of your vanity for a balanced look. Factor. Angled placement. Importance. If you have limited wall space or need to accommodate multiple users, consider placing mirrors at strategic angles for maximum visibility and utility. Factor. Decorative borders. Importance. Borders can add personality and style to your bathroom while serving as helpful guides when positioning mirrors. Factor. Mirror shapes. Importance. Different shapes like oval or round mirrors can soften hard lines in your bathroom design or provide contrast against other elements. Factor. Tilted mirrors. Importance. Suppose you have tall family members sharing the same space with shorter ones. In that case, a tilted mirror allows each person to see themselves without needing separate mirrors or adjusting their stance constantly. Adjusting for unique bathroom features. It's crucial to balance creating an aesthetically pleasing space while maintaining practicality. To start, Take note of any bathroom niches or asymmetrical vanities that could interfere with your mirror placement. Ensure you choose a mirror size and shape that complements these elements without causing unnecessary obstructions or visual dissonance. For angled ceilings or unconventional window placements, consider customizing the mirror shape or using multiple smaller mirrors to accommodate those architectural features without sacrificing style. Unconventional fixtures may require creative solutions as well. For example, if you have a wall-mounted faucet above the vanity, make sure there is enough clearance between the faucet and the bottom of the mirror to avoid splashing water onto its surface. Installation techniques for proper mirror placement. Select the right adhesive for your bathroom's wall material and mirror size to avoid installation mistakes. A strong adhesive or mounting bracket system is essential for mirror safety and long-lasting performance. Mirror maintenance is another important aspect to consider during installation. Ensure easy access for cleaning purposes and choose a location with minimal water splashes or humidity exposure to prevent damage over time. Install moisture-resistant backing on your mirror for added protection against potential warping or deterioration. Tips for a balanced aesthetic. A well-designed bathroom involves not only proper mirror placement but also considering various aspects such as balanced color schemes, accessorizing countertops, strategic lighting, complementary textures, and cohesive design elements. By paying attention to these details, you'll create a welcoming environment that reflects your style while meeting your practical needs. Balanced color schemes. Choose colors for your walls, vanity, and accessories that complement one another to create a unified aesthetic. This may involve incorporating neutral tones with pops of color or using contrasting shades for visual interest. Accessorizing countertops. Select items such as soap dispensers, toothbrush holders, and decorative trays that match your overall design theme while attractively providing functionality. Strategic lighting. Ensure ample light is available at the vanity area by installing sconces on either side of the mirror or adding an overhead fixture to eliminate shadows cast by overhead lights alone. Complementary textures. Incorporate different materials like wood accents, glass tiles, or metallic finishes into the room for added depth and dimension. This creates an engaging environment that feels warm and inviting. To sum up, creating a harmonious and visually appealing space is all about paying attention to the finer details, from balanced color schemes and strategic lighting to well-thought-out accessory choices and complementary textures. Bathroom ergonomics play a significant role in achieving this balance, ensuring that mirror placement over your vanity not only enhances the aesthetics but also provides practical functionality. Multifunctional mirrors with built-in storage or lighting options can be stylish and useful, while decorative accents help tie together your bathroom's overall theme. Accessorizing vanities goes beyond just selecting a beautiful mirror. It involves considering the maintenance of that mirror and other elements that make up a cohesive look. A clean, well-maintained mirror reflects light better and contributes to a brighter atmosphere in your bathroom. Here's a quick table highlighting key aspects to consider when designing your perfect bathroom. Aspect. Consideration. Aspect. Bathroom ergonomics. Consideration. Ensure proper height for mirror placement over vanity. Aspect. Mirror maintenance. Consideration. Keep mirrors clean and streak-free. Aspect. Multifunctional mirrors. Consideration. Choose mirrors with added storage or integrated lighting. Aspect. Decorative accents. Consideration. Use accessories like towels, baskets, plants, and artwork to complement the style of your bathroom. Aspect. Accessorizing vanities. Consideration. Incorporate functional and aesthetic items on countertops. Get in touch with us today. Let's create a space that reflects your style, meets your functional needs, and makes you feel right at home whenever you enter your bathroom. Make your dream home a reality with Phoenix Home Remodeling. Your satisfaction is our priority. Act now and transform your bathroom into the sanctuary you deserve.
All right, that's everything we have for today. Thanks for listening. If you are interested in remodeling, seeing before and afters, or fun design stuff,
check out Phoenix Home Remodeling's website. The web address is phxhomeremodeling.com. Again, that is phxhomeremodeling.com. Or you can just type Phoenix Home Remodeling into the search engine. Thanks again for listening to the Phoenix Home Remodeling Podcast. Have a great day.